Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Skydive Liberation. I'm Kyler Kayanek.
I'm Jacob Patty.
We're here with our awesome producer, Drew Beach. And today we've got a little surprise for you. We officially have our pre-second, and we'll get to that in a little bit, our pre-second guest, Farrell.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm really glad to be here.
Why don't you introduce him a little more?
Yeah, so Farrell's an awesome guy. Farrell has taught me about almost everything with packing. Farrell is the main rigger for our DZ down here at the Chattanooga Skydiving Company. He is amazing. He's been doing it for about 3 years now.
Well, I've been in the sport for about 4 years. I've been rigging for a solid year.
Okay.
Yeah, I started off as a packer, so.
Nice.
Got a lot of packing experience. A lot of compression of nylon
throughout the years. Well, nylon.
Oh, yeah. You got it. But, yeah.
So, we're going to go right into our topic today. Our topic today is it's a fun one for the three of us, I'm sure, or anybody in skydiving, because I'm sure this is, as goes with all DZs kind of across the country and across the world. First timers and beer.
You said first, that's a beer. That's beer.
Here, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Prost.
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 So, I'm going to let y'all, because y'all are a little bit more experienced than I am, give us a little rundown on what it is when you say first at a DZ, and what it means afterwards.
Yeah, so let's hear your take on it, Jacob. You've been around for a little
while. Yeah, all right. Let's talk about, I'll talk about a little bit of some of the times I've been called out on first.
There you go.
My first time getting called out on first was on my first landing, where I landed off. This guy said, "This is your first time landing off?" I said, "Yes."
Beer!
And he called beer on me. And at the time, I didn't really, fully comprehend it. I was sort of like, that's a weird way to greet me after my first landing. Cool, I owe you beer now. All right. But it's a little thing in skydiving, we do. And, it you know, there's a lot of purposes to it, and we'll get into that. We'll definitely get into that. But it is whenever you experience something in skydiving for the first time and somebody uses those words, "That was my first, you call beer on them.
Yeah, you always
get some beer.
If you hear the word first, you just automatically, everybody's going to call beer around you.
How many beers are in a case?
12.
Yeah, what size?
16.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, okay. There you go.
I think Farrell asked me that once before, and I said 24.
Yeah, that's a bit better of an answer.
There you go.
Yeah, so pretty much whenever you have a first time of anything, so it's, you know, your first bad landing, your first off landing, or your first this or first that, you know, I jumped my first rig that I packed, whatever, and if you say the word first, somebody's going to call you out, guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's why we are so, and you've probably heard us in our previous episodes say pre-second. That's kind of our way to get around it, is instead of saying first, you just say, "Oh, it was my pre-second, you know, whatever it may be." Yeah. That way you can't get called on beer. Now, Farrell over here was being a dick one day. I had my first off landing. Jacob and I were doing our long spot for our canopy course, and I didn't make it, so I had to land on a nearby field from the DZ. And so we're out there, and Farrell's like, "So is that your first off landing?" Like, "Yeah, it was." And he's like, and of course, immediately Farrell's like, "Beer."
He just loves getting beer from these new guys.
Well, yeah, you know, might as well.
You gotta beat
them. Hey, we gotta break you in somehow, right?
Yeah. I learned quickly after that one. Now, Jake's called me out a lot on it.
Oh yeah, Jake will get you.
Jake's really good about it.
His ears. Like from across the hangar, man, he'll just perk up immediately. Beer.
Oh yeah, Jake's definitely the most devout about it.
Oh yeah,
but it's good, you know. It's like, it, you know, just And it doesn't have to be beer. It, you know, just pay for something, you know, drinks, whatever. But, you know, the goal is to get everyone together and sit around each other, just drink anything. It could be Kool-Aid, whatever, you know.
It's definitely.
Yeah, like the other day, Jake called me out on a first, I can't remember. But we all went out to pizza afterwards the other night, and I was the one who bought one of the pizzas, and four of us shared it.
See, and food, anything,
that's,
really.
That's the way it goes, and we all do it, and as you get into the sport, it's gonna happen. There's, yeah. You'll
definitely hear it. With all the adrenaline pumping through your body, you don't consider, maybe I shouldn't say the F word.
Yeah, Mama always told me.
Never say the F word.
The F word in skydiving is not fuck, it is first.
It's first.
Yep, that's right.
Never say the word first. And you'll learn. You'll learn very quickly as you get into the sport. I've been called on it, I don't know how many times, probably around 10.
I probably called you on it.
Oh, and everyone. I know Jake has. Farrell definitely has. Jake's called me out probably 3 or 4 times, and I think you have as well. And then there's probably 1 or 2 more.
Yeah.
So,
owe this guy a couple few cases.
It happens, you know. That's just what it is. What was your first beer story, Farrell?
First beer. You know, I was hanging out with the guys, and I was like, that was my first track. Oh my God, I was so excited, you know? And of course, everyone's just like, beer. Just call me out on it.
Now, you were telling us a pretty good story the other night that you got to call beer out on somebody somewhat spectacular kind of in this
book. Yeah. So George Galloway is the owner of Precision. I got him twice
on the same day, man,
in the landing area. Yeah, he was saying something, and he said first. I was like, George, you know better than to say first. And you could just see him kicking himself like, do it.
For all of those out there who don't know what PD is.
Precision.
Precision.
Yep. Precision is based in Dunlap, and it's a parachute manufacturing facility. So.
I didn't know they were based in Dunlap.
Yeah, man. It's really cool. We got one of the biggest canopy manufacturers here in Tennessee.
That's
just
awesome.
Just right next door. Right up the valley from where we jump. You can literally see it as we're jumping out of the
plane. What the hell am I looking for a used canopy then?
Well, yeah, right? Hit up George, man.
Is your wallet really that big? I mean,
hell no. I'm broke. Why do you think we're doing? We're podcasters.
But you know that it's just so funny when you get those old timers, man.
Awesome.
Because they know better, you know.
Yeah.
And you get them on that, and it's just funny. It's so funny.
Do you have any experience going to, like, a different DC and, like, somebody calling you out, like, that you didn't know? Or?
No, because at that point, when I did go to another DC, I knew better.
Did you call anyone else out of the new DC?
No, I don't think I did get to. But, you know, I was ready for it, you know. If I heard the word first, I was ready for it. But I think when I went to, so I've gone to a few other drop zones, but the pre-second drop zone that I went to after being based in Chattanooga Skydiving Company was Z Hills. So I went down to Z Hills, and when I went down there, I had about, probably 400 jumps, something like that. So I had a good amount of experience.
Yeah.
And you know, so I was ready to, I was definitely ready not to say first.
Yeah.
I was down there. But, yeah, you know, so, yeah, it's, you know, sometimes you hear it, sometimes you don't, but,
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any positive experiences that came out from saying a first or getting beer for someone or getting beer from someone that you wouldn't have had otherwise?
Yeah. You know, I mean, whenever you guys get together and you all have beer together, yeah. I mean, you know, you're all hanging out. So, I mean, for me, that was a positive thing because, you know, I got to hang out with these guys. I got to hear the stories. I got to immerse myself more in the sport, you know, and just
talking
about skydiving.
It's probably what it's all about.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I've really loved about what we've been doing the last couple months, you know, here in Chattanooga. Like, we've been, you know, especially because it's, the winter hours, so we're only jumping really on the weekends. But afterwards, we're always, you know, we'll jump during the day, and then we all get together at the end of the day. Like you said, Jacob, we'll go get pizza or we'll go get burgers or somewhere. We've been doing that a lot lately, and it's really, really cool just to do. And it really builds a lot of bonds, and that's why us here at Chattanooga Skydiving Company, we've got a pretty good crew at this point, I would say. And it's really developed since, like, August. Like, everybody's just gotten really, really close.
Oh, yeah, really tight community. You know, we're building up a really good base of fun jumpers.
Yeah, we are.
And we're all really, really tight. And you know, the best thing after a full day of jumping with these people, you know, everyone's really tired and everyone's really hungry. So let's get some food.
Yeah, and there's really no better way to, like, end the day after jumping than just going hanging out with everybody somewhere and grabbing a beer.
Yeah, because, you know, somebody's buying a Mick Ultra Piss beer.
Oh, like fucking a, Bud and Matt getting them piss beers.
But, you know, everyone just kind of has a really good time, especially with a lot of these people. You know, when you first start jumping with them, your first time first jumping with these people, you don't really know them that well. And so there is sort of like, you're friends with them, you kind of see them around, but there's not really that connection yet.
Right.
Like, you're not really tight. Yeah. But then after your first jump.
Yeah, and once you've jumped with somebody, that relationship just, it skyrockets. It's, and we were talking about this last night, the three of us. There's this bond that happens when you jump with somebody. If you can jump out of a plane with somebody, there's this, like, automatic bond. And I'll let Jacob touch on it, because you had a great word for
it. Yeah, I think it's trauma bonding. Yeah. It's definitely trauma bonding. Like, you go into this 50-second experience, which is just full of adrenaline, dopamine, endorphins, and your brain is just firing super fast. I mean, we get tandems up there, they look at their Apple Watches and their heart rate's like 140, 150. So, yeah, it really, it's intense. So every part of your chemistry is just functioning at its max capacity.
Oh, your whole body's just totally on all cylinders.
Yeah, you're kind of jittering, you know? Yeah. Like,
well, especially like if things, you know, kind of, I don't want to say go wrong, but, you know, when you're doing a formation, especially when you got a bunch of new guys.
Zoo dives.
Yeah, it's a circus.
Yeah.
It is a circus. And that's, it's really, really fun, and it's such an incredible experience. But, you know, it's kind of, while you're doing it, it's like, oh my God, this is happening, and you're flailing because you're stuck with three or four other people or however many, and you're just doing...
Oh, I mean, Bud, Bree, and I had a jump, and it was, we planned it out, how we were going to do it. We worked it out on the ground. This was the first time the three of us had done, like, a full jump together. So we worked it out. We mock it up.
You say it was your first?
Oh, fuck you.
Here we go again.
So I'll call beer on myself. I kind of want some more. But it was the first time jumping with the three of us, and we mocked it up. We had it ready so that I was going to be... I was on the front float.
Wherever the props at. I don't know.
So I was on the rear float.
Rear float.
Bree was on the front float. Bud was right in the middle. I was getting ready to swing Bud out so that he would pull Bree out. But we jump out. They jump first. I get dragged off the plane.
Oh.
So I'm hanging upside down holding on to Bud.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just... Everything, it just falls
apart. It's a wild ride.
That feels fucking crazy because you're just there for a second and then you're upside down.
Yeah.
And that kind of experience makes you close with someone. They do, and he kicked me in the dick, I think.
Yeah, no.
That jump or like a different one, but...
I don't know if it was that jump. I think y'all did a two-way on where you did.
You were involved in that one, maybe, yeah. But, no, these experiences you have with these people... They're going to be funny. They're going to be crazy. You're going to feel like you're like, fucking going, you know?
Well, that was like my pre-second formation jump. I had just gotten my A license, so I'm literally at jump 25. And then we go up in the Cessna with Jake. It was you, Jake, and Ronaldo.
Wow.
And we jump out of the Cessna. We're doing a four-way out of it. And it went to shit right from the start. I mean, I'm fucking head down, ass up as soon as we left the plane. I mean, as soon as we hit the hill, I'm fucking face all the way down, ass all the way up. I remember the pilot.
You had somebody ready to get on you.
I remember Rick after the jump when we got down, like specifically saying, like, all I saw was his ass, and I started laughing.
Yeah.
Even the pilot was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
But So that one went to shit right away, and then Ronaldo would not let go of me. So we broke off fairly quick because it just went to shit so quickly. But Ronaldo didn't let go. Everybody let go except Ronaldo, and he's still holding on to me.
He's got a grit, man.
Yeah, he does, because he does jiu-jitsu.
Oh, he's got a world-renowned black belt.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Amazing.
Yeah, he teaches and everything, he's incredible. But he won't let go of me, and then this fucker somehow lets go at this perfect moment, and we're going to have to bring up the video. We'll have to get it, because that's an incredible video. And this fucker just swings around and lands right on top of me. And in this perfect rodeo position, no arm, like no hands.
Oh, man, I remember that. That was hilarious.
I think we can probably put it up here.
Yeah. It was just, it was incredible. It looked great on camera because Jake was just laughing his ass off while the video's going on.
Oh,
but
man.
I'm thinking, you know, this is my first formation jump.
Right.
And, Ronaldo's on my back. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So I barrel rolled out.
It still doesn't run off.
Yeah, and it, like, he finally fell off at that point. And it's like, what the fuck just happened? But that was great.
Yeah, and I was above them, so I couldn't get back down to them. That was when I still was, like, working on my belly, trying to work on, like, falling with people who are much bigger than me. And I was right above them. So this was happening here. I'm right here. So I'm hoping, I'm praying to God one of them doesn't have a preemie. Because I was right above you and I could not get out of the way.
Man. That was a really fun jump, though. I will say that was a super fun jump.
Yeah, man.
It was pretty freaky for me, though, because, like, I'd never experienced that before.
Right.
Never had somebody ride me on the back.
Wait, it was so great. Never happened to me before? Is that your first?
Oh, man. That was great, too, because he actually, you could see in the video, I think Ronaldo even throws up his arms like he's riding a wild bull or something. Yeah. It was great.
We'll put that up.
That's so funny.
That was a really fun jump. That was fun. That should have been a beer moment.
Oh, yeah.
That should have been a beer moment.
Speaking of beer moments, Farrell, can you maybe go into other moments in which somebody might call beer on you?
Yeah, so like, so at Chattanooga Skydiving Company, we have a landing area that we land at, small little landing area. But if you can't make it and you land anywhere else,
like
that's
Jacob.
Beer. So,
or me.
So that counts as beer.
Yeah.
Definitely if you happen to land on the runway.
That's huge.
Any kind of asphalt.
Yeah.
Beer.
Now you've got a video for that, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I do. Yes. You want to watch that now? Or
should we do it now? Or should we do it later?
Let's throw it on.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
We'll throw the video on
so,
now.
So let me pull it up here. Uh-oh. I think I'm going to need a password here. Oh, let's see here. Okay. Maybe that'll do. No?
Drew, what's your password?
Oh. Okay. I was wondering about that.
See a wonderful
producer moment.
Yeah, producer moment.
There say hi, go. Drew.
What's going on, folks? Just doing my job.
Cool. There very good. Go. Thank you. let's see here. This is a very intimidating swoop that these guys pulled off.
Oh, what is a beautiful. Swoop?
Oh,
let's talk
yeah.
about
yeah,
that for, first.
Since a lot of you are beginners, right. It's a good point to throw that out there.
Let's
what
go
is
over
a swoop?
Terminology. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. You guys started off. I'll finish it up.
Yeah.
I'll let you take it.
So, I, of course, since I only have 73 jumps, have never swooped.
Swooping
but I
is...
have swooped through clouds. That's a really fun experience.
Oh, that would be cool. Oh,
I actually did it on my pre-second high pole with this guy.
Nice.
To my knowledge, a swoop is generally when you are about 1,000 feet up. You angle yourself into a position 320 degrees away from where you want to land. You go ahead and flare, you get on your fronts and pull down your fronts, so you do a full 320 down to where you want to land.
So when we're throwing out these numbers, like 320 and stuff like that, it's basically just degrees of a circle. So when you think about it, like, and mainly, like, the normal swoop's going to be like a 270 degrees. So, you know, you're kind of facing... So if you're facing to the west, you're going to be turning to the north and then to the east, and then you're going to come out of it to the south, if that makes sense.
No,
right?
That makes so a lot more sense. On a, yeah.
So, and that's kind of, so what we do is we flare to reduce our speed, and it's kind of like we're just floating there. And then that way, since our speed is reduced, now we can really pull down on those fronts, on the front of the canopy, the front risers of the canopy.
It makes it a lot easier because just pulling on your front risers, it just,
if it's a normal flight, it's hard.
Canopy. It's going to be a flat out bitch.
Yeah.
Pulling on your front risers is difficult, but flaring makes it a lot easier.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You just kind of, you know, you adjust the way the canopy is flying, you slow it down, and it's a lot easier to pull on those, and now that'll induce speed. And as you're inducing that speed, you're going to be in a turn as well. And that turn, again, induces even more speed. And what you want to do is you want to plane it out right before you hit the ground by getting on your rears and then getting on your toggles to shut it down once you've planed out and you're pretty much gliding right over the ground. So very dangerous, guys. Very dangerous. I mean, if you're going to swoop, swoop the clouds. You know, that's my motto. I love swooping clouds. I can't get hurt that way. But.
And for the experts that do swoop or are known as swoopers, is something you're not going to want to do till you have thousands of jumps.
Yeah. I mean, obviously people do it much sooner, right?
That's why there's some people with one leg.
But so, you know, the main thing is, you know, just know your limits and remember, the hardest thing about skydiving is the ground.
Yeah.
Right? So
the sky, Black Death.
Yeah. So so anyways, that's kind of an introduction to swooping.
Let's get into the video.
Who don't know what it is. Here's the video. So this is Darcy King. Big shout out to him. He was right there with me when I was going through AFF. An amazing tandem instructor. And this is also James Hugh. So Darcy is following this guy, James, who is a great tandem instructor as well. They both used to work here at Chattanooga Skydiving Company. So let's get into the swoop. Here it is right here. A beautiful view. Always such a beautiful view at Chattanooga Skydiving Company.
Yep.
Can't beat it.
No.
Unless you're on the ocean, maybe at Sebastian or something like
that. Would
like
be
that,
cool.
Right? But it's an amazing
spot.
It
is
spot.
An awesome drop zone. So what altitude are we at about right now?
So there, you can kind of tell in the distance there, they're about, and he looks at his altimeter right there, but they're about at like 1,000. I think they're going to be a little bit high on this one just to... play it safe, but right around 1,000, that's usually where we start.
So there's the flare.
There's the flare.
And then there's right up the front risers, yep.
Now he's on his fronts, and he's going to be inducing a turn right now. Now he's inducing that turn as well as pulling on those fronts.
It's almost like a takedown.
Yeah, yeah. Now here, he's got all that speed. Now he's going to go to his rears to plane it out. Level out his canopy. And you can see how James again like skid marks on the runway from his shoes.
Hold on, replay that. You gotta replay that. That,
man,
folks,
that was
is
epic.
A beer moment.
Yeah, absolutely beer right there. Cause he knows better too.
They're coming in so fast.
Yep. So, and he barely has control there, but he's got it, and he runs it out. But look, the plane's landing right as he lands on the runway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can see the plane coming in. It's like,
man.
Dude, get off of there.
Oh, that's...
Oh, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, those guys were, man, they're just epic. They've got so much experience.
So how fast are you going when you start... planning out.
And right there, you're going really fast. These guys are on really small canopies, really high performance canopies. Yeah. So
what's the square footage roughly?
They're like what he's flying sub 100. So yeah. They're gonna be 89, going like
70s.
Yeah, they were going 60 miles an hour across the ground right there. So yeah, I mean
when you're swooping,
that was pretty fast.
Oh, you go so fast. I seen Joe do one, and it was my pre-second one that I ever saw, and it was so fast, and I was so amazed. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was incredible.
I remember seeing Lorenz do one where he starts on one side of the landing area, and then he's just on the other side in a matter of seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, just clearing all that horizontal distance. I mean, that's really the goal, is you want to induce enough speed so it'll carry you as far as possible horizontally on that distance.
That does not look easy. Either.
No.
No.
And the margin for error is so small. Well, yeah.
So how are they measuring, like, how accurately are they measuring, like, their distance, and how are they doing that?
Just by doing it a bunch, you know? I mean, just doing it over and over and over again.
That's incredible. That's an awesome video. Thank you for showing
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of the gems from the archive, for sure.
Yeah, Farrell, thank you so much for bringing the video, man. It's awesome, and that was really, really cool to see.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, those guys are
awesome. That's wild.
I
love seeing people swoop.
Do you know where they're at right now, with drop zone, or by chance?
Not exactly. I don't know where James went. He just got up and vanished. And then Darcy, I think, is somewhere. He's throwing drugs, though. I do know that, and they're doing well, so that's cool. Big shout out to him. Awesome swoop, Darcy. Thank you.
So maybe one of you will be jumping with one of them nowadays.
Yeah. More than likely. Yeah.
Heck yeah. So guys, just to do a little clarification, when we call beer and whatnot, it's not like we're bringing beer into the DZ and we're drinking it while we're there, drinking it while we're skydiving. I definitely think that goes against, one, all regulations, FAA and USPA, and then it's
you'd
just
be surprised.
Generally, the rule is 8 hours, bottle to throttle.
Yeah. You don't want to be doing stupid stuff when you're, you know, potentially risking your life. So it's,
We usually just save that for the end of the day,
right?
So we'll get together, you know, just kind of ease out the day.
Yeah.
Most people are pretty exhausted, you know. A lot of us are working. So we wouldn't even have time for that, you know?
Yeah. Or would want to, because when you're jumping, especially like during the summer, you get dehydrated as fuck. Especially if you're packing and whatnot. Like you were talking about in another episode.
Like 2 gallons of water in one day and you're just pissing twice. It's like,
You're sweating it out mostly.
Yeah, you're expending a lot of energy and calories, and you need to stay hydrated. So, you know, adding alcohol.
Expect your laundry bill to be...
Adding alcohol to that mix or anything, you know, just it's totally goes against what you need and what's right. So just to clarify that, but
and also somebody calls beer out, you know, don't feel so bad about it, because I mean, we like everybody's had to start from somewhere, right?
Yep.
And I've had beer called on me so many times, you know? I mean, and it mostly what it is a learning experience, you know? It's like, okay, how can I, you know, it's a motivator not to do certain things, like land off, you know, or land on the runway. Otherwise, you can owe beer.
All of us have done.
you know, so it's almost kind of like
don't take it personal.
It's just a game, right?
You know? And
it's your big birds watching out for you.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? If you're just buying one beer for them at the end of the day and y'all go out to eat or something like that, that's fine. If you're going to get them a whole, you know, a 6-pack, 12-pack,
that works
even
too.
24. That's probably going to be better.
Don't be
you might make some more friends that way.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Yep. Anytime you go to another drop zone, definitely bring some beer with you, because you're going to make some friends.
You
for
will.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
I can remember specifically Jimmy saying around some of us students at the time, it's like, fair warning, if you bring stuff into your coaches, you're going to get treated better.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So I remember Jacob brought Red Bulls. Oh, yeah. So we got him coconut or Red Bulls or whatever. Yeah. Just a big case of them. Oh, yeah. That kind of thing. Most of us love Red Bull, so...
it gives you wings.
Red Bull's a good substitute. Right?
You gotta fly somehow.
Yeah. But like Farrell was saying, you know, if somebody calls beer out on you because you did something, one, don't take it personally. We've all been there, and it happens. And it really is more of an educating moment than anything. And I can't think of one time that I've been called beer on that. You know, it's more funny than it is anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're just... You know, we're just all there to have a good time. Yeah. And the main thing is just bringing everybody together at the end of the day and going over the stories again, you know. And
yeah.
Alcohol helps with that. But, you know, we could just be sitting drinking anything or eating anything. The main thing is that we're just all sitting together and we're all reflecting on what happened.
Yeah, because it helps you get better in the sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, one definitely. Of my favorite things about it is how universal it is. You know, just
it is.
It's not like, you know, a lot of these things with skydiving, and you feel like it's so special to your drop zone, but at the same time, it's happening everywhere, and it feels special everywhere. You know? There's something pretty amazing about that. Skydiving is that community of people with all these little inside jokes, all these inside little proverbs and.
Oh, yeah.
Beer. We do.
It's just such a tight community. It really is. And it's, like you were saying, it's very universal. And I think that's what's great about it, is it doesn't matter if you're, you know, if you're here, you're in California, or if you go, you know, somewhere else. Like, the rules are still pretty much all the same. And that's what's really cool.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, guys, I think that's going to do it for the main part of our episode today. First timers in beer, I'm going to let Jacob get to the shout out of the day.
Yeah, so today we're going to be doing a shout out as usual. Today we're going to be shouting out my AFF instructor, Eden Chai. If you want to check him out on Instagram, he has amazing content. His Instagram handle is IDANSHAI. That's IDANSHAI. Awesome guy, amazing videos. He's an amazing videographer, and he's also an amazing AFFI. So if you ever get to the chance to jump with him, I believe he's at the Dead Sea Drop Zone in Israel. So go ahead and do that.
Cool. Yeah.
We'd like to thank Farrell here for joining us as
our
pre-second guest.
That's awesome.
So, thank you, Farrell.
Thank you so much. Yep.
That should be a beer moment.
Oh, yeah. Welcome you already said first. I already heard it on the way over here.
I'm Kyler Kayanek.
Yeah. I'm Jacob Patty.
This is Farrell.
Hey.
We're here with Drew Beach on the keyboards, as I've said before. This is Skydive Liberation, brought to you by the Splash Bros. And we'll see you next time.
Love you guys.
See ya.